Stephen King, who wrote many, many, many books, was very prolific, he says, in a tweet, Mr. Putin has made a serious miscalculation. He forgot that he's not dealing with Trump. Now to the actual action. Ukraine said two soldiers had been killed and 12 wounded in shelling by pro-Russian separatists in the east in the past 24 hours, and that was about 24 hours ago. We're about 48 minutes into whatever's going on. But two guys plus 12 guys is not many guys. Not many people got hurt. We're talking about a really downsized situation. But if it's so small that we can actually tell what's going on, it's like a sport. Tuesday, the Major League Baseball owners and representatives from the Major League Players Association and the league met once again in Jupiter, Florida, in an effort to bring an end to the owner-implemented lockout that brought Major League Baseball to a halt. Back on December 2nd. The entertainment consuming public, people who keep up with and need to be entertained, I think are metaphorically very much like sports fans. So only that few people, 12 wounded and a couple killed, seems minuscule. You call that a war? I don't. This is Mockery Rocks. I am Patrick Boggs. We want to break it down so we can tell how the game, or the war, is going.
How many runs, how many hits, how many errors, how many...
And this was Reuters News Service that said it when they said shelling by pro-Russian separatists. That was not the same as bombing, not the same as somebody with a rifle. What kind of a weapon did the shell come from? We don't know.
Where did it happen exactly?
We don't know. The news is incomplete. The main city in the country of Ukraine is Kiev or Kiev. At any rate, as they're teaching us how to say it, that shelling was far, far from the capital city. And we're not sure who did the shelling and who did the actual dying. Two soldiers, two Ukrainian soldiers, people associated with the Ukrainian military. But it says soldiers. Could it be Russian soldiers? Could we be two ahead of the bad boy team? Who is arming whom? So I think it should be general knowledge, generally understood, that Mr. Putin, who? Mr. Putin, the guy in charge of Russia, he said he wanted to sort of slice off a little from Ukraine. So he said, even though those two areas are very, very small, they're on our side, so we're going to call them two new countries. But I'm having a hard time learning the name of Ukraine or Ukraine, and a hard time learning Kiev or Kiev. So teach me the name of those two new countries that are way small. Neither of them are bigger than Rhode Island, right? Which set me to thinking, How do you know? So I did some research via Wikipedia. Do you know the strength of the U.S. military? I mean, not technical devices, I mean people. How many people? Well, let me say generally, the two would-be superpowers, the USA and the USSR. I mean Russia. The USA and the former USSR, or Russia, have military personnel numbering about 1 million. When we last checked, Russia was trying to reduce their numbers. And the number for Americans, even though they don't want to reduce them, was just a few 100,000 beyond 1 million. But nowadays, who might win in a war might not depend on the number of people in the military. It might depend on who has the most sophisticated weaponry. Okay, but let's go over this. Let's see. USA just happens to be right next to the United Kingdom. USA active military people, 1,388,000. And in the reserves, 844,950. For the United Kingdom, their total active military, 138,500. That's very few compared to my home country. Let's see, what's on the next page? It's a cute little comparison. Iraq and Iran. Iraq has 193,000 people in their military and zero reserves, while Iran has 610,000 in their military and 350,000 in reserves. Oh, and Israel. I'm often thinking certain countries have such low populations that it's hard to think of them as countries, and Israel is a good example. Their population total is somewhat less than Tokyo's, and yet they have many in the military. Active, 169,500. And 465,000 in reserve. Want to compare North and South Korea? North Korea thinks they have 1,260,000 people in their military, but in some cases, those people join the military. To get out of poverty, we don't know what to do. We got to join up. South Korea has compulsory military in the number of 599,000 active, 3,100,000 in reserve. And as I said previously, Russia, as I rounded off then, I can say closer to the exact number now. 1,014,000. And then a couple of million in reserves. There should be somewhere to keep score. Who killed whom? We don't know who killed those two soldiers or wounded a few more, as reported by Reuters News Service. Could have been those two little tiny breakaway states that didn't break away on their own. They were called breakaway states by Vladimir Putin. You think he's a nice guy? I think former President Trump thought Vladimir Putin was a nice guy. I suppose in the culture of Russia. They have last names and first names and even middle names, but the middle name for Vladimir Putin is too much for me to try to pronounce. He was born October 7, 1952, as a Russian politician and former intelligence officer who is the current president of Russia. He has been serving as the president of Russia since 2012. That's something like 10 years, and he previously held that office for a span of almost 10 years from 1999 until 2008. He's had two terms separated by a few years, and we have forgotten who held the office in those intervening years. He's the second longest serving European president after Alexander Lukashenko, who serves in what country? That guy serves in a different country, but his name still sounds a very Russian. Putin was born in Leningrad, which is now called St. Petersburg, where they had the famous hacking farm. On 28 July 1983, Putin married a person, a lady by the name of Lyudmila. And I won't try to pronounce her. Her maiden name. They lived together, not in Russia, not in Moscow, but in East Germany from 1985 to 1990. They have two daughters. One born the 28th of April, 1985 in Leningrad. And another born on the 31st of August, 1986 in Dresden, East Germany. Do you know Dresden? I think I know Dresden, Germany by the writings of Kurt Vonnegut, a great American writer. But even though he was a great American writer, he didn't do any writing in Dresden. He was a prisoner of war, captured in Germany by the Germans, not the Russians. So he wrote many, many things. I celebrate the writer who is no longer among the living, Kurt Vonnegut. Read a Kurt Vonnegut book and you'll be better off for it. I am Patrick Boggs. And I want to thank you so much for listening to this rock of mockery. Did I make mockery this time, really? Haha, I think I did. I'm old. I say I am old on the radio in Shizuoka, Japan, but I don't make quite as big a deal about being a senior citizen on the podcast. This is Mockery Rocks. In producing the podcast, I must record it as I'm doing right now, and then I must edit it, and then I must upload it. So yesterday, Thursday, the 24th of February, I finished editing and then I didn't upload because suddenly things changed. Instead of having a limited incursion into Ukraine, the Russian military, and no one speaks for them in English, they started using heavier artillery and reaching farther into Ukraine. And I thought, ooh, that's too serious. Was I too lighthearted on the podcast? You have to think about the time differences all over the world. It was the afternoon of Thursday when I saw the changes that had been taking place. But in Ukraine, it was early morning. They awakened to explosions in their area. After everybody thought, I mean everybody in the world thought, as I did, such a small-scale thing, let's not call it a war. But then as the people in that country woke up to explosions, people in other countries said, like Japan, said, oh, yes, it is a war now. So when it was Thursday in the USA, markets swung wildly as the world reacted to Russia's, and now we call it an invasion of Ukraine. Stocks in Europe fell sharply, while stocks in the U.S. recovered from early losses after President Joe Biden stopped short of implementing the steepest possible sanctions against Russia. As we approach getting ready to be on Patreon, I want to say we try for a quarter hour in duration. 10, 12, 14, 16 minutes in duration when we're making each episode. Each rock of mockery, sort of coupling it to yesterday's. I'm recording on Friday the 25th, and as I try to make mockery of it and trivialize it, it is, as people reacted, it is one of those really big things over a lifetime that you just must remember. And of all of those things, the last one, for me personally, was the earthquake here in Japan that caused the problem at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. And as I wrote about that in my book, I compared it to Chernobyl. And yesterday I was saying to my wife, I said, you know, we associated Chernobyl with Russia, but it was at the time the Soviet Union, and now, truthfully, Chernobyl is in Ukraine, and nobody's talking about that. But this morning, Friday morning, when I woke up, I saw that the Russian military actually wanted to occupy Chernobyl and the power plant there. I think that's strange. They have Chernobyl. Other things in Ukraine they don't have, but they have Chernobyl. So, the invasion of Ukraine is a big thing that I won't forget. The thing before that was the earthquake that I could feel at our house in Shizuoka, Japan, and that earthquake resulted in the nuclear problem at Fukushima nuclear power plant here in Japan. I can remember other things that had an impact on current events and my memory. But the very first one of those was back when I was in high school. And I think I just let you know how old I am. The first thing that really impacted memory for someone of my generation was the JFK assassination. Thank you for listening to what I'm telling you. Thank you for patronizing Mockery Rocks.